Strictly returned to our screens on Saturday night, and this year there's an added attraction for all of us Northern Ireland fans, of course, because the country music superstar Daniel O'Donnell is one of the contestants. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Hi, Stephen. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. And it's lovely. I've been wanting to talk to you for a long, long time. I'm a big fan. And my goodness, are you excited?
Absolutely. It's quite an opportunity to be a part of the show. And, you know, it's only just now that it started and we did that first show last week.
Yeah.
It's just the scale of it is amazing. I've never really been involved in anything like it before.
Well, you've been involved in massive gigs before. What's surprising about this scale?
I suppose just the whole atmosphere around it and the organisation of it all and the amount of people involved. It's hard to describe really what it feels like being involved in it. And the fact, I think, too, that we're doing something that you're not really that comfortable with, you know, the dancing is outside the comfort zone. I think for all of us that are involved, it really is, you know, you have to be, so to speak, as the saying goes, on your toes all the time.
Why did you decide to do it?
Well, I do love the show, I have to say. I've always loved it. And when the offer came in to do it, obviously, Nigel and myself, we decided, or I decided we would take a break this year and have some time off. And to be honest, I had been asked before to do the Christmas special a couple of times, and I always had to refuse because I was doing things all the time. And ordinarily, I would always be in Branson in November and never able to commit to Strictly. And when the offer came in, we were in Tenerife, and I came in an email, and I read the email and read it a second time to be sure of what it was saying. And then I said, look at this, Magella. And I said, ach, it's in the middle of the break. And her first words were, listen, you can take a break anytime. You might never be asked on Strictly again. You should go for it. So we decided kind of there that I would have a look at it anyway to see what it entailed. And then the ball started rolling and off we went.
How fit are you? And how fit will you need to be for this?
Well, I think you need to be very fit. How fit am I? I suppose I'm average fitness as fitness goes. I don't necessarily do anything, although I have sort of started going to the gym over here, and I say just started.
But specifically for this show?
Yes, just to get core strength, apparently, is very important for what we're doing. So, you know, I've just been doing some this morning, and I'll do it just twice a week, go to a gym and do a wee session with a trainer.
Is this the first time then that you will have in your life been in a gym?
Well, I've been in a couple of times, you know, when I was off before, when I had the voice trouble back in 1992, I went and took some time, but it's not something I enjoyed, I have to say. But
so what are you doing, Dan? Are you doing weight training, or what are you doing?
No, it's just, well, he says, the guy said I should just work on core strength. So it's just, I suppose, your abdomen and that kind of thing, just getting yourself fit. It's not like, he said, there's enough exercise cardiovascular. Is that the right word to say? And the dancing. And
you're looking at a six-pack, aren't you?
Oh, well, now that, I'd say I'd need to do a tour of the shrines for that one. But Christina said, the girl that I'm dancing with, she said, you know, not to do too much exercise because it's important that your muscles are not stiff or sore or, you know. So I'll have to take advice from everybody.
And you said on Saturday that you thought the outfits were, well, let's just hear what you said. A little bit revealing. Have a listen.
When I think about the outfits for Strictly, some of them are very fitted, quite revealing, and I don't have a six-pack. I only have a one-pack.
Are they too tight for you, Daniel?
Well, now, the first day we went in, I had to put on a shirt, you know. It wasn't made for me, but just to get an idea for them, and I certainly wouldn't have the love handles are a bit wide. So, but honestly, they're great. I mean, there's so many people. I mean, even in the wardrobe, there's, I don't know, there must be, I don't know, many, up to 20 people working in the wardrobe alone, making sure that everything fits and sewing bits as you put them on, they're fixing and sewing, and, you know, it's just incredible.
And Christina is going to be your partner.
That's right, yes.
How have you been getting on?
Well, fine. I mean, we met, I suppose, we all met about 2 weeks ago when we came to do the rehearsal for that group dance we did on Saturday night. And we would dance with different people. I think that's when they were looking to see how you interacted with the different people and what maybe they felt. I don't know whether they talked to the professional dancers about who they danced with or not. I'm not sure what the process was. But we all had periods when we danced with one another, and I felt very comfortable with her, you know, dancing, and she was very helpful and, you know, giving you tips, but in a complimentary way, and, you know, this is good, but you could do this, and, you know, so I felt comfortable, and I was quite happy when she was the one paired with me or I paired with her.
Now, I hope Magellis had a word.
I think it's she that is the bigger job. She knows what she's doing.
I hope Magellis had a word because, of course, Christina's ended up dating two of her former dance partners on the show. You better not be the third, O'Donnell.
No, as the show says, it'll be strictly dancing.
And then you've got...
Magella met her, yes, and they've been messaging whatever, you know, on the I don't know, is it Twitter or what, yeah. What is it? It was some way anyway, they've been on people with one another.
Tell me you're into your Twitter.
No, I'm not. I have to say I'm not into Twitter at all. Peter Andre is horrified that I have no Twitter, and he's adamant that before the show goes off that I'd get Twitter, and Ewan, the other guy that's there, he's adamant that I'll have a tattoo. Whatever about the Twitter, I'll not have a tattoo.
And then, of course, you've got the massive fan base, Daniel, who have followed you over the years. It is quite exceptional. And there was a report in the Telegraph the other day which said that some of your diehard fans from Donegal and across the South, they're planning to cross the border so that they can vote for you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it wouldn't surprise me a bit because they have been so loyal down through the years. And sure, I hope people enjoy it and get into the spirit of it, and that, you know, even maybe those that are not Wild fans, they'll vote for the fact that I'm from that side of the water.
How important is it for you to win this?
Well, I suppose it's just a great show, to be honest. The biggest show in the UK at the minute, and just the opportunity to have been asked to go on it is great for me. And to win it, I suppose, would be fantastic. But you have to be mindful too that, you know, it's down to the ability to learn, and I don't know what that is going to be for me. How good I'll be taking up the instruction. I mean, of course, I dance a wee bit like a lot of Irish people. I'm of the era that went to dances and danced to the country bands. But I kind of think that's like a driver that drove for 10 years before doing the test. You have a lot of bad habits. And when I did the rock and roll show, we had dancers on it and choreography. And I found it very difficult to, you know, make the steps the way that they were doing them. I could do it free range, you know, if there was no direction and, you know, that you didn't have to be in a certain place at a certain time, but do it with a bit of a move. But I found it difficult that way. So I suppose it'll not be easy, but I'm looking forward to learning to dance. I mean, I do love watching people dancing. And now with all the upsurge and the younger singers, there's a whole group of young people learning to jive and waltz and quick step. And when I go out to see the you know, Nathan or Derek or John McNichol or Lisa or whoever it might be, and watch the young ones dancing, it's just fantastic. So that's what I'm looking forward to most.
How many months is this you into your break now?
Well, we started in February, and you know, we spent a good bit of time in Tenerife up until May, June time, and we've been home pretty much all the summer, although Magella and I did the show for UTV that's coming up for the B&B tour.
Yeah.
But again, that was good fun. We were going around Ireland.
Are you missing performing?
But you know, every so often I do some. That's plenty for me. Yesterday there was a festival here, the Irish Vintage Festival, I think it was called, and we went out to that. It was out in Greenford. And it was a great show. I sang a couple of songs there. And to be honest, you know, I don't have to be up on a big, huge stage to get the buzz of singing. It doesn't matter where it is. So I'm certainly missing seeing all the people. You know, there's a lot of people that I know through the shows that, you know, I would see on a regular basis at concerts, and you miss that, you know, crack with them. But I hope for them that the fact of me being on Strictly will bring me a bit closer to, you know, to what they know from the shows. And, you know, the year will pass very quick. It's not even a year now. In August, we'll be back in Killarney for a week there.
Daniel, it would be fantastic if you can win this. Whether you can win it or not, you're a great ambassador for this whole island. It's been a real pleasure talking to you today, and I hope that...
Thanks, Stephen. I mean, I've been very fortunate, and I've been very lucky that so many people supported and enjoyed what I did through the years. I only ever did something that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
And I was lucky that there was people who liked it too.
I think, Daniel, the audience can tell if someone's real and if someone's authentic.
I
think that's why you're so popular.
Well, thanks very much, Stephen. It's very good of you to take me on this morning. And regards to everybody. And as the saying goes, on a Saturday night, now push the button on the right place.
Well, look, I hope we can talk during the course of your reign on Strictly, Daniel, again.
All right,
and thanks a lot for talking to us today. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. I want to be the one who hesitates, be too shy, wait too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do, I just want to dance with you. Well, I got a feeling that you got a heart like mine, so let it show, let it shine. If we get a chance to make one heart of two, I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you, twirl you all around the floor. That's what they invented dancing for. I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you, hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. I just want to dance with you. Looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. You know that's true. You don't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just want to dance with you. Now the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I, so are you. If this was the movies, we'd be right on cue. I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you, twirl you all around the floor. That's what they invented dancing for. I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you, hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. I just want to dance with you. Oh, I just want to dance with you.